doing, Jason?
I'm good. This has been
Good.
so
Okay.
fun.
Yes. Okay, let's start here. A unanimous vote. I will say the viewers were not happy either, Jason. So what surprised, like, who surprised you the most that didn't, they didn't even throw you one vote?
I think Barrett. So there's a sneaky vote for Rome, right? And Lyric says it wasn't her. Part of me assumes it was Barrett just to be mischievous. No, it wasn't Barrett. Oh my
Taylor.
God. Who?
Taylor.
Oh, really? Wow.
I
I love
know.
that. It was very clear Taylor was not going to vote Lala out. She made that very clear. So I would have hoped Barrett or Drew had a sneaky vote for me at least, just to be mischievous.
I know. There was momentum, but I will say last night, because I'm spoiler alert, Haley won HOH, which I'm sure you know by now. But Melody has been saying, she's like, see, we should have kept Jason. We should have kept Jason. Barrett said, like, a lot of people are saying that now. So
Whoa, they're
there you go.
regretting it.
Some of them
See,
are.
oh, you see, I wish I would have changed my final pitch. Like, I think that's what I'm beating myself up mostly over. I think I said the very generic Big Brother thing. I'm a shield, keep me. But I feel like if I would have rallied to show how threatening that other side was to them and incite a little more fear, maybe that would have changed their mind. But I think they were pretty much sold I was going home the minute I walked down those stairs.
Listen, you did what you could, and I actually appreciated that because a lot of people go up there and they're like, "Thank you, everyone. Nice meeting you." And you didn't, and so I think you did what you could. So don't be too hard on yourself there.
Thanks.
And yeah, I have to ask because like Julie had told you, but you have a lot of love outside the house, and I know that was something that you weren't sure about. How did it feel when Julie said that last night that you were in the top for the votes?
I couldn't believe it. I feel like the cast of BB is a reflection of America. And if that's the case, half the house did not like me or trust me. It saw me as messy. So in my mind, I'm like, well, if this microcosm of America doesn't like me, I'm sure the full America doesn't like me either. So, which she's that was my, me beating myself up in the house. But to hear that from Julie was just wow. I won't believe it. I was completely ready to find a lover and run away to the woods and disappear from life. But now I can enjoy life, I think.
No, we need you back on TV, Jason. People do want to know, I gotta ask, did you ha have any plans to bring Selena out, or did you strictly want to play as Jason?
I made a deal that if I won HOH, I would get my drag suitcase and I wanted to come down those stairs at nomination ceremony in full guiche and turn every key with the RuPaul statement reading every single nominee. Kamu, you are such a drag queen. Like Haley, that hair needs to go. You're on the block. Like I was ready to
No.
deliver,
We
but
needed that.
we didn't get
I
it.
know. Someone also asked, what would Kamu's drag name be?
Oh my God. Honestly,
I don't
I
want to put
don't
you on the
think,
spot,
no, I don't
but
think he would even care to entertain this, to be honest. So I think I would want to name him. How about, I don't know. I need to think on this,
think
but
about it.
he's a fighter. I'm thinking something along the fighting felony fell. I don't know. I'll come up with it. I'll think about it.
Okay. Speaking of, though, it was really hard to watch that tea party. I mean, I don't know what his goal was. Do you find it was strategic? Was it personal?
I think in a way it stemmed for personal. I don't think if it wasn't personal, it wouldn't have been so isolating, or pointed. It was me specifically he was targeting. It was no one else, no other group. He was using the entire group against me in a way too, which I thought was a little, it backed me into a corner. And what I'm proud of is the way that I stood up for myself. I don't usually do that in my real life. It's easy to just block people who try to do that to me online, and there's no blocking in the Big Brother house. So, to
Unfortunately.
stand up for myself, I think was a big moment for me, and it did feel personal. And I guess they didn't air it, but I did. I made it just this personal against Kamu in the house with that teapot and some conversations we had that I felt very proud of, and I could tell really irritated him even more so. So, I was happy to give him a taste of his own medicine.
You definitely stood up for yourself, so that was nice to see. It was disappointing to see no one else stick up for you, but I guess we're, you're living in the Big Brother house. It's a social game. I guess I get it. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's
totally.
tough. I asked for questions. Someone else asked, had there been more LGBTQ plus representation in the house, another queer person, another gay person, Do you think your game would have been different?
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
I think 1000% totally. It was so hard to like find relatability. I mean, I was able to relate with everyone. I think that's just a matter of my 35 years of life, my experiences being sober, you know, being in the entertainment industry, being a human. I was able to connect with people with where they were at on a human level. But I think being 35, I was one of the oldest guys. I think being, you know, queer was definitely not a hindrance, but there's definitely, you know, the way Devin's got to play older dad for all of the kids, that was very that served him, right? Angela got to be the big mama fun mom that everyone, you know, that served her. Dee was the sexy older sister that everyone loved. That served him. Not everyone has a gay brother or a gay friend, you know, and you know, not that they ever made me feel bad for being gay, but there's definitely a harder time to relate to people. They would People, you know, water seeks its own level, and my water, you know, was actually an energy drink. And they didn't know how to sip that caffeine, honey, so they had to go drink the water they're used to. So I think if I had another queer person in there, that's why I think I related to Lala so much. Not that she's queer, but she just comes from entertainment industry. She understands the showgirl life. She has a lot of queer friends. I think she saw myself, saw me in a lot of her, you know, her familiars as well. So it was hard. It was hard to truly connect and get anyone on my side, which is why I was so impressed with Rome. The way that he embraced me, being the big tough guy, and he was, you know, was willing to fight for me as well. I think that just spoke volumes of him as a person when Chuck Kamu Haley definitely would never have done that for me.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Speaking of like the showgirl life, you didn't come into the house as a icon. A lot of us were confused about why and how your game might have differed if you had. Do you think had you gone in with them, you would have worked with them or it would have been the same outcome?
You know, none of the people in the house knew me from Drag Race, which tells me they didn't really know Drag Race. You know, so I think coming out as a Drag Race reality TV icon to them would have been, I would have been looked at even weirder, right? Angela's from Big Brother, Devin's and Deer from Survivor, these strategic gameplay games that everyone in the house watched or is familiar with, right? We're in the game that Angela played. No one understands the drag. They're like, oh, Drag Race, that fun little drag show. They didn't know that I had a strategic portion of that on All Stars,
All
right?
stars, yeah.
I had alliances. I had people turn against me in there. My game sucked. It was messy over there too. It did not serve me. But you know, they didn't know that. They weren't familiar with Drag Race. So I don't think it would have helped me. They would have just probably thought I was like, oh, a rich reality person or something, which I'm not rich, but I think it would have been more threatening. You know, because they're so unfamiliar. And then I would have had to teach them, like, no, it's not threatening, I promise. You know, it just, it would have been messier, I think.
Yeah,
They just,
it's easy to play the what if game, but you're not wrong there. It could have,
yeah.
yeah. Who do you feel like you will be friends with outside the house? Is like Angela someone I knew you guys got on the wrong foot, but it seems like you guys are good. Anyone else that you
I
really?
love Angela. Like, I think we're gonna be cool after this. Honestly, Barrett and Taylor and Latrice, those are my kind of people. Barrett, 1000%. I thought he would have thrown me a little vote, you know, a little sympathy vote. Ultimately, I understand why not. But yeah, Barrett is the Barrett's a good guy, and Taylor is definitely just like my friends back home.
Yep. If you had stayed, because a lot of people are rooting for you, and you got HOH, who would you have targeted?
Kamu, Chuck, and Haley, 1000%. And then I could backdoor, you know, a D if I needed to. She sucks at puzzles. She would not be, win a blockbuster, I don't think. So she would have been a easy out if that was the case. And then I would have suffered the consequences with Chuck, Haley, and Kamu the next week. But not if my side would have won power. So who knows what could have happened. But I definitely want them to be uncomfortable. And I heard Haley's head of household now. They're cruising, and they're just getting to chillax this entire game.
Well,
Mallory called it Disneyland. Mallory's like, they're in Disneyland and I'm ready for them to.
Mallory's funny. Well, we're excited to have you back on social media with us, Jason. But really quick before you go, is Big Brother something you would play again?
1000%. And I think now that I have this, you know, this messy tie-in with my gameplay, I think it'll be even more fun to go back and like prove I can be a better strategic player.
I don't doubt it. It was so nice chatting with you today. I'm sure we'll chat again. Have a
Thanks,
good
Miss
one,
Sharon.
okay?
Bye.
Bye.